Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby. Morning, welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, IKEA furniture is finally becoming easy to assemble, which is awesome because I have shopped at IKEA and bought tables, even coffee tables, and I'm like, man, it sure did look cool in the store. And then when it arrives in a little brown box and it's 100 pieces and 1,000 little pegs, like there's no way.
Not happening.
And I end up with like 70 extra pegs, so I know it's not sturdy. Like in my heart, I just put it together and I'm like, well, that feels good that I put that table together. But I know like deep down in my heart, at any time it could collapse. So what's happened is people are buying the stuff and saying the same thing, and it's making them not go back. So they're now, instead of doing the pegs and screws, they're going to start being where it's like Legos, like bloop. And you can build like big Lego pieces for furniture. Isn't that cool?
That sounds fun.
Amazing.
Fun and, like, I liked IKEA because I could afford the stuff, right? Like, it looked cool and it was affordable, but it just took forever. So then you would just be like, I don't have the time for this. Because you'd buy stuff and then not be able to put it together at all. And it was a waste of $65. So IKEA is making a big move there. I like the fact that IKEA has food. You go to IKEA, you can get some food while you're there. They have like basically their own food court.
And some parents like to go because they have like a daycare center.
Yeah, and I know that's a thing. I just don't know if that would be a thing for me.
Well, I mean,
Eddie, could you leave your kid at the IKEA daycare?
No chance. I'm not leaving him with those people.
You're
I don't
there,
know them.
You're at
he
the
doesn't
store.
Know them.
I don't know them.
Yeah, but you're not far away and you're just dropping them off so that you can go like shop and eat and have some quiet time. You can have IKEA date night.
No, you're far away because there is no easy way to get out of IKEA. If you have to run to the front, you got to go through the whole maze because they don't let you get out of shortcuts. There's no, that place is so big. You're far away.
Okay.
If you haven't been to an IKEA, if there's not one near you and you go to a town where there's an IKEA, because they're not everywhere, go to IKEA. It's like a Bass Pro Shop. If you go to a town with a Bass Pro Shop, go to the Bass Pro Shop. Any other stores that you would go to that aren't everywhere? It's like if you're in the South, you have to go to Chick-fil-A. If you're in Texas, you have to go to Whataburger. If you're in the West, you have to go to In-N-Out Burger. If you're East, what would be the East thing?
Oh, some sort of... pizza.
What are those convenience stores that we like, Bones? Wawa?
Oh, the Wawas.
I like Wawa.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody, let's just take all these good things and just distribute them evenly through the country. I was in New York last week, and they have, in the city, they only had like two Chick-fil-A's, and one of them was in the middle of a college campus. And I was like, yes, I have no idea what you're missing. Except on Sunday. Then it's all good.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
5-year-old Sean Griffin likes to wear his Superman costume. Pretty common for a 5-year-old, right? But he likes to wear it while out rescuing stray cats in Philadelphia and then taking them to no-kill shelters.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's the cutest thing ever.
He calls himself Super Catman. He's rescued dozens of cats. Him. Isn't that awesome?
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. We should get to see the new iPhone today. They're going to unveil it at 1 Eastern, 12 Central. You can see that online. In other news, Irma's bringing tons of rain to the southeast after moving out of Florida. Up to 7 inches in some places, heavy winds, and a lot of rain. Be careful out there. And finally, to help out those affected by Hurricane Irma, just go to redcross.org.
Hey, get your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
So confusing. We have two Morgans that work on this show. Morgan number one is our head producer. She works in the glass room. Morgan number two is in this studio with us, and she does all her digital. She's the one that writes on the internet like Savage and Swoon. Because yeah. She's like 23. How old are you, Morgan?
Yeah, 23.
23 years old. And so people have been coming up to Morgan number two, our 23-year-old, and thinking you're who?
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert.
What? That's cool.
Yeah, so you had to actually convince someone that you're not Miranda Lambert?
Yeah, I was at Target, and this girl comes up to me, and she's like, are you Miranda Lambert? And I was like, no, I'm really not. That's flattering, but I'm not her. And she was like, no, you are. I was like, no, I really swear. Like, I'm a little bit younger than her. I'm not Miranda Lambert. Please go away. I'm not her. And she, like, was totally convinced, ran over to her friends, and I felt really awkward. I had to, like, leave Target because I was like, I'm not her. Please don't come and take pictures with me or anything.
You got a little dose of what Lunchbox lived with every day of his life.
Everywhere I go, people want to stop and take pictures. I mean, you can't even go out in public. It's hard to go eat dinner with. I want to take my wife out to a nice dinner. Guy. It's like, yep. People are just staring at you like, oh, should I go up to this table? And I'm like, can I just eat dinner with my wife? It's just, it's awkward.
Luncho DiCaprio.
It's tough.
That's what they call
but
them.
Welcome to the fame world. That's what happens when you get here.
They thought you are for sure Miranda. You should have just taken a picture with him.
Yes.
I know. I thought about it, but I was like, this is going to be really awkward. Like, what if Miranda sees it and she's like, this girl is not me?
Imposter.
I don't think she'd care.
I don't think she'd ever see it.
Right. I don't think you're not that famous.
Do we think that she looks like Miranda Lambert?
No.
I can see it.
Why? Because she has blonde hair.
Morgan, whose hair is really blonde and curly?
She's more like.
I can see similar
Kristen
features.
Bell.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say Kristen Bell
is
the good
one.
That's
who I see.
Okay, well, yeah. But we're in Nashville, so.
Okay, good point.
God,
you got me.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones.
Your positivity for a Tuesday, and a little segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. This bride, she's like, I want to make my own cake. She liked to bake. She wasn't a professional baker, but she spent hours and hours making their own wedding cake. It was 3 tiers. Put in the back of the car, driving into the wedding, hit the brakes, boom, cake collapsed, went everywhere. I know. So she was actually okay. She was like, you know what? But he was freaking out because she put a ton of work into this cake. So they get to the hotel where they're having the big wedding, and there was another baker who was dropping off a cake for somebody else. And the baker was like, I think I can help. So they reconstructed this cake together. Patty's Piece of Cake is the name of the bakery where the baker was from. And they spent 2 hours reconstructing the cake. And it looks almost identical to the cake that she made.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Isn't that
kind of
cool? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There's some good news, Amy.
Okay. Well, shout out to this third grader named Dimitri who saved his mom's life after she hit her head on the car door and fell unconscious. He had recently learned at his elementary school CPR. So he was like, you know what? I know what I got to do. And when he was being interviewed by the news, it was super cute. He said, I just got to do CPR. I knew that's what I had to do. And he did it, and she was able to be taken to the hospital. She woke up 5 days later from being unconscious. But she woke up hearing what her son did, and she's just like, wow, I am so proud of him. I credit him to being a part of saving my life.
Man, there's so many things I think about. Like, one, I got to get on Twitter and spend 5 days seeing what happened. Because the last 5 days, I have no idea what happened. I need to start scrolling back. And then, two, I'm like, man, what a crazy, awesome story. But really, I got to check Twitter for 5 days.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Haley Dawson is a 7-year-old girl. She was born without 3 fingers on her right hand because of a birth defect. Well, she got one of those 3D printed hands, and she got to throw out the first pitch at a Nationals game and an Orioles game, and now she's on a mission to throw out the first pitch at every Major League ballpark to show kids with disabilities that they can have dreams too, and nothing can stop them.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw her at Major League stepping in to, like, finance this project.
Oh, that's cool.
And sent her to every stadium to do that. Yeah, that's awesome. Man, how about that good news? But think about if you were out for like 3 or 4 days. Or these people who go unconscious for a year.
Yeah.
And they wake up.
That you? So you do go check Twitter from a year?
For a year. I'd have to go through every tweet for a year and see what I missed. Uh-huh. Wow. The Bobby Bones Show. You know, show I started watching is that show with Jessica Biel. Have you guys seen that show?
No.
I've seen people talk about it. Is it good? Do we need to start watching it?
Well, I watched one episode of it. Uh-huh. And it's called The Sinner. And I finished it. And I was like, oh, I need to ask somebody if I should keep going. Because I'm like, I'm wondering. But there's like Narcos season 3.
Yeah.
There's like so much TV. I just need to know. But nobody's seen it on the show, huh?
No. But it gets 94% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. So.
And I will say I've heard from 2 people that it's good. But I just don't know if I trust these people, you know?
Oh, I hate when I don't trust somebody and they tell me something.
Yeah, I trust you. That's why I need you to tell me.
Okay. I'll watch the second episode then.
Okay.
She seems tiny. Like, look up her height and weight. Can someone Google that real quick?
Oh, I can Google her.
Okay.
Lunchbox is on it.
You know, celebrities are always different. When you see them in person, you're like, wow, you're so much bigger or you're so much smaller. Like, on this show, she seems like she's so tiny.
She's 5'7".
Wow, that's
pretty tall. Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
And she's, like, super lean. Like, she's just in really good shape.
Yeah, Hollywood. Justin Timberlake.
I know.
Yeah.
Got that money
diet. Yeah. Well, okay, I'll watch another episode of The Sinner with Jessica Biel, and then I'll let you guys know. I'll report back.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Baltimore, Maryland. Well, the construction crew did a 2-for-1 demolition when they accidentally knocked down the wrong building. They were supposed to knock down 212 East 14th Street.
No way.
And they did 214, the building next door.
Wow.
So they ended up knocking both of them down.
Imagine you have the building.
That's the worst.
That wasn't supposed to get knocked down. Your building is knocked down.
I know. I can't.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Guinness World Records just released their 2018 edition. So here are some of the weirdest current world records. Ayanna Williams has fingernails that are more than 20 inches long.
They're pretty amazing. Have you seen them? I know.
Yeah, they look disgusting.
It's pretty gross, but it's actually also quite impressive.
She lives in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She's been growing her nails for 24 years. It takes about a week to paint and manicure them.
Oh.
Yeah, and her grandkids have to do, like, all the house cleaning.
It's disgusting. Ugh. How about this? 2018 Guinness World Records. A cat in Michigan has the longest tail at 17 and a half inches.
What?
That's a long tail. A woman has nearly 5-inch eyelashes.
Wow.
That's a lot. How'd she do
Benny
that?
Benny Harlem has the world's recording for the tallest hair. It's 20 and a half inches tall.
Oh, that's not that tall.
The hair is almost 2 foot tall.
Okay, never mind. That's tall when you say it that way.
He's 26 years old. How about this one? The 68-year-old guy, Jackie Miley, has the record for the biggest teddy bear collection. Owns 8,000 of them. Started with a single bear in 2000 and now has bears from all 50 states and 29 countries. Over 8,000 teddy bears. Man, those are some of the 2018 Guinness World Records, the new ones. But I'm telling you, back in the day, I'm going to go back in the day on the kids right now. Back in the day, we would go to the Guinness Book of World Records and just look through that thing and look at all of them. Like, world's fattest person, world's smallest person, most money. And it was a cool thing. And every year, a new big old book came out of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Bones, my son just bought one, like, two weeks ago.
They still make the book?
Yeah, he brought it home from school.
And your 9-year-old loves it?
He loves it. We were reading it together the other day. It was great.
I know they don't publish the book as much anymore. It's all just online now for the most part. Like, used to, you would just go buy it at the store.
Right.
And so now you have to kind of order it. But yeah, there's... I want to get like the Man, the longest fingernails are almost 2 feet long coming off your fingers. Isn't that crazy?
It's gross.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so I don't think I'm a morning person at all. I know I do a morning show, and I'm so pleasant. Like, I'm so fun to be around. I know. Everybody's like, how are you not a morning person? You're so amazing to be around. I know. I'm not, though. I would say I'm more of a wake up around noon person if I have the opportunity. Are you a morning person around the room? Amy?
Yes, morning person.
Lunchbox?
I'm an all day type of person. I'm good in the morning.
Ugh. Eddie?
Heck no. I hate the mornings.
Me too, man. I would go do afternoons in a minute if they would like let us and pay us the same. Okay, so here. Psychologists say you can be a morning person if you do these things. Number one, sleep on the left side of the bed. It's a 7-step formula. I already sleep on the left side of the bed.
Me too. Check.
As do I.
Check.
Wear something yellow in bed.
Don't do that.
Set your alarm to your favorite feel-good song. I'm going to tell you, the yellow thing sounds ridiculous. But really, if you do set your alarm to a song, and it's a song that you love, I bet you there's something to that.
How do you do that? How do you set your alarm to a song?
Oh, your phone. You can set it to anything.
Yeah.
You can make it play nah, 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 or any song you want.
Welcome to 2000.
Oh, my wall clock still just goes.
Hopefully today at the Apple event, they show you how to do that lunchbox when they announce the new iPhone. Number four, exercise 5 minutes when you wake up.
That's it?
Well, it's like right when you wake up. Like do 5 minutes of exercise.
Okay.
Do a headstand for 2 minutes.
Stop it.
That helps, I bet, to get the blood flow. Yeah.
That's exactly it. A really cold shower.
No way.
And then a slow energy release breakfast like oatmeal or porridge. And those things, those seven things, if you do every morning, are going to take all morning long and you're going to be late to work. So, but those are the seven things. I'm telling you, I bet there's something to that music, though. Like putting your favorite song. I'm going to start doing that. My alarm now is the stupid alarm on the phone, like the most annoying one. And I beat it every morning because I wake up at 3:02 a.m. And I beat it. I usually wake up at like 3:01 and go, my eyes open, and I stare it down. But I don't have anything pleasant. Anybody have a pleasant sound when they wake up?
No, not me.
Not whatever song's on the radio.
Oh, you have the alarm clock.
Yeah, the one that plugs in the wall.
You're from a different time,
oh my
dude.
Gosh.
I've had the same alarm clock since I've had since high school.
There you go.
Hey, keep it real, right, dude?
That's right. Still there. Got a lot of dust on it, a lot of miles, but it still works.
Yep. That's what they said about, I don't know.
Okay. Bobby
Bones Show. Okay, according to a poll, 10,000 Americans, the creepiest professions to have in 2017. I gave you guys a heads up. Like morgue or funeral director, that's creepy.
Yep.
Man, that's tough to do. Like, I don't know that I could do that every day of my life.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Other creepy jobs include taxidermist. Now, where I grew up, we had a lot of stuffed, a lot of animals stuffed. And I don't know that I could do it, but a taxidermist doesn't seem that creepy to me growing up, like in the South, where you hunt a lot.
Yeah.
Is that creepy to anybody else, a taxidermist?
I find it creepy just because I don't like dealing with dead things, and I just think that'd be really weird to deal with that every day of putting, I'm out.
Clowns. I think clowns get a bad rap. I don't really think clowns are that creepy.
Yeah, I think they're fun.
Yeah, I think clowns are pretty much like Nickelback. People just like to pile on, even though they're pretty cool. Like, really. Clowns are pretty cool. Nickelback's pretty cool. But everybody likes to pile on because it's easy. Also, ventriloquists.
Yeah, they're weird.
A little bit.
I mean, really, though? They're not they're not creepy. I'll give you one that I think's creepy. Because I just don't understand, much like a funeral director. And I know it's a job that has to be done. It doesn't mean I don't respect it. But a gynecologist.
Oh, that's creepy.
I don't know how you do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Amy, you're a female.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you feel like that's a tough job?
Yeah. I mean, you and I were great friends with a doctor who has, like, when you're going through medical school, you have to go through all the different, like, fields so you figure out what kind of doctor you're going to be. And he went through that. And he was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be a gynecologist.
That would be a tough one.
But he's delivered. It's not what he does, but he has delivered over like 200 babies because He had to practice that, and he's told us some stories. And I just don't, as a female, like, I always like to go to a female. The one time I went to a male, I saw him at a family barbecue like a week later, and I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, remember that time?
Yeah. I was like, no, I don't know. And then to be married to a gynecologist who's a male, like, he just, I don't know.
I know it's unfair of us to say.
It is.
The least creepy occupations, number three, a weatherman. Number two, a fireman. Number one, an architect. This is the Bobby Bones. All right, up for grabs right now. Nice prize for the studio here.
Oh.
I'll give you 1 second of a song.
Oh, yeah.
And see if you can name the song. Lunchbox okay. versus Amy. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Name the song with 1 second only. Wow. I can name that
Me
one.
Me too.
Hold on.
Me too.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
That's literally 1 second of the song.
Oh, man. I need...
Guys, it's easy.
Shh.
Eddie, we're not playing, so it's a lot easier for us.
For a good reason.
1 second of the song. Can you name that?
Now I just have too many things.
Yeah,
in
3 seconds, please. 3, 2, 1. Amy, what do you have?
Oh, all I can think of is Brett Eldridge.
Lunchbox?
All I got is Lady A.
No, this was the clip. Here's the song. No Such Thing as a Broken Heart from Old Dominion. You gotta love
like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
Like, don't you hear it
yep,
now?
Totally.
Yeah. All right, 1 second of the song. Name this one. You just got 1 second.
Oh.
You want it again?
Hold on. Don't.
Like the listeners sitting in their cars playing right now. Make a lot of noises over there.
Yeah, what are all the noises?
All right.
That's me sounding it out.
I'm in
for the win.
Amy.
Billy Currington, Do I Make You Wanna?
Lunchbox.
I have Billy Currington, Make Me Wanna.
Amy, you have it. It's Do I Make You Wanna.
It took me forever to get to that because all I could think of was Howl at the Moon.
Yeah, so.
Tell me now, too. I think you wanna dance real slow. Go
fly. All right, 1 second of the song. Here you go.
Ooh.
Wow,
Amy, that's good.
Lightning bolt.
I'm in for the win.
Whoa, both of you? Let the listeners hear it again. 1 second. Amy.
Small town boy like me.
Lunchbox.
Hometown girl like you.
You both were on the right song, but it's only called Hometown Girl.
Oh, no! No!
Like you.
Yeah. Hometown girl like you that I used to know? Lunchbox, no song title would be called that long.
Hey,
but she never forgot where she came from. I need a
Panther Pride?
Oh,
you guys
even...
were on the wrong song.
Yeah.
Amy was on the wrong song. Lunchbox was on the right song.
I was on the right song.
Yeah, I was thinking Thank Dustin
you.
Lynch.
Yeah, you're thinking Small Town Boy. Hometown Girl. Wow. Those are all. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Here we go. 1 second of the song. Good luck.
What?
Can you name the song by that 1 second?
You got it, Bones? Well, obviously
yeah,
you know what it
I
is.
Do, yeah.
One more time?
If you don't have a clue, just...
I have no clue on that one.
Nothing? Okay. She's my girl. In my heart. In my butt. In my butt.
What's that?
In my foot.
In the back of my ride.
In my I get my cut.
She's my girl.
Putt. Yeah.
My girl.
She's my girl. And my butt.
Okay. And the passenger side.
All right.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that whole song means.
Well, obviously,
that song, she's his
that
girl.
That song would creep me out when he did the talking part.
Yeah. In my heart.
In my butt. All right.
He doesn't say that.
He should be better. All right. Here we go.
What?
Come
I'm
on,
in.
Guys. You got this.
Oh, my God.
1 second of song. It's the last one here.
Woo. And I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy. Yeah.
You look good.
Lunchbox.
Lady A.
What
do you have written down?
I have Lady A written down.
That's not the song. You look good. Woo! Amy there. 1 second of song. Our winner is Amy this morning.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Speech,
I dominated.
Speech.
Did you dominate?
No, I got better. I got better. You're surprised.
Moral victory.
Yeah, I'm all about moral victory.
All right.
Let's remember he said that. I'm all about moral victories, okay. Baby. Bobby
Bones Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So tonight is the big telethon for Hurricane Relief. They've added a lot of big names to the roster, like, Justin Timberlake, Dave Matthews, Diddy, Leonardo DiCaprio. Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Relief, is airing live on 17 networks. And 100% of all the money raised is going to go to affected areas.
Couple things. One, I didn't know there were 17 networks that could air this thing. Yeah. Two, Justin Timberlake posted that he was going to be in Nashville doing it, and then he took the post down. Which I don't know what that's about.
Oh,
he was like, I'll be in Nashville. And then all of a sudden someone retweeted him and then it was gone. So I'll be in Nashville doing it. I'm answering phones. So if I see him, I'll tell everybody he said hi.
Maybe he's supposed to be a surprise and he forgot.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, Kenny Chesney hit the studio to make some music that's going to benefit the victims of Hurricane Irma in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And he posted a picture of him with a guitar. So obviously, Kenny, a big fan of the islands, trying to do whatever he can to support the people down there, which is pretty cool. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Bite your fingernails?
No.
Yeah, I do. And I get hangnails like crazy. Then I rip them out and they bleed.
It's gross.
And I'm not gross, but
I find it weird you bite your fingernails.
I always wash my
hands
before I do, though.
Oh, you prep?
I do. I prep.
Okay, time for me to bite my fingernails. I'm going to go sanitize.
Is that weird? Because I scrub as much as I can before I bite my fingernails.
Now that I know you scrub, I guess it's not weird. Nope. But I just don't get people that bite. Like, my husband will bite his nail. I don't get it. Like, why would you want to bite your nail? I know it's a nerve. I don't know. It's
for
habit
me it's
thing.
It's a nerve anxiety thing. Lunchbox clips his toenails.
I know.
Just because people clip their toenails. But then he sets them aside and then eats them.
They're protein.
No,
they're not protein.
They're not.
Google
it. They're hair.
Yeah, it's hair.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not hair, you fools.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who's the doctor here?
There's not one.
Exactly. So you guys don't know.
Well, then what are nails?
He got us. He got us. You should Google that, though. All right. Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
You mean a great dill to me.
That was the Morning Corny.
Think about it. When you're on a date, like say a guy and a girl out on a date and they order sandwiches and there's pickles or something, as a guy, you could tell your girl date that joke and she'll be like, OMG, you're so cute. I want to date you forever.
If she says OMG back, I'm like, I'm dating somebody way too young for me. Or I'm Lunchbox, boy, you see your computer's on fire over there. You're looking something up.
Well, I thought she was going to say, what's the dill? That's where the joke.
Oh.
You know,
I thought he was going to say, I looked it up and fingernails are hair.
Yeah.
Oh, toenails.
Oh, no, never mind.
He's still Googling it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A mom was arrested over her 12-year-old daughter's tattoo.
What the? Whoa.
What?
12 years old, rocking and rolling.
Man.
The mom of a 12-year-old has been arrested after a Jesus Loves tattoo was spotted on her daughter's shoulder. I mean, does she get lesser because of Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that. I was like, could we?
Positive message?
Yeah, at least you didn't say positive. Something awful.
The tattoo, which also featured a blue-green cross, was seen by a fifth-grade teacher. The girl wore a strapless dress. The teacher called police to say, there's a tattoo on the 12-year-old. Both of the parents had a different story. It boiled down to just finger-pointing. And none of the stories where she just went and did it herself and didn't tell us.
Yeah.
What's the difference between giving the girl a tattoo and the ears piercing? The girl, like when a baby gets its ears pierced, the baby has no say in it. The parents do that also.
Yeah, ears pierced can grow back.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
You mean close up?
The tattoo can get removed.
But that's painful.
That's color. I
don't know.
I'm not justifying that you can.
I'm more concerned about the 12-year-old in a strapless dress.
So many layers.
That's funny,
Amy. Than I am the tattoo.
The most common last name in 2017.
Ah. Oh, that's easy.
What do you think it is?
Smith.
I agree. Williams.
So, 2.5 million Smiths in America, number one. The second most popular name, Johnson.
Oh.
Wow.
Then Williams, Brown, Jones and Garcia.
I was going to say
Shut
Jones.
Shut up. Oh. Stop it. Come on.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Are you serious?
We got a lot of these here.
Oh.
What's Williams, though? Why'd you say that?
That's just one that came to mind as being popular.
Oh, not yours?
I didn't think mine was going to be popular.
You're just popular.
Yeah, no. I guess
and mine's
so.
Almost Jones.
Yeah, Bobby Jones.
We kind of almost are all on this list. Look at you guys. I'm surprised that they're like Hispanic last names only six.
There are a lot of us. I mean, I'm shocked out of all of them. I would have thought like Rodriguez or like, because Garcia, I don't know. I mean, I know it's common.
I don't know which are more common.
Man, I would have thought like a Rodriguez would have been
like
more
Garcia's
common.
Oh, I feel like Garcia's common. My dad used to have a Mexican restaurant back in the day, fun fact, called Garcia's.
Oh, that's cool, Amy.
Named after who?
Really? We should call and ask him. I don't know. My dad used to have restaurants in Austin and like
he
as
just
a kid.
Picked the most common last name. I was like,
well, no.
What
another
can they relate
one,
to? He, Garcia.
There's a lot of guys.
There's got to be a story behind it because he had a restaurant called Christopher's, which was my mom's maiden name. My mom was Judy Christopher. And
did he know Eddie's family?
I'm going to text him at him. I'm going to be like, Dad, why was Garcia's called Garcia's? And then he also had Pass the Biscuits, Please.
That was the name of a restaurant?
That was more of like a country kitchen.
Yeah,
you know?
I figured.
That was the title. Whole name of the restaurant?
Pass the Biscuits, Pass the Please.
Too long,
was there a comma?
Yeah. And then an exclamation point.
Dang, your dad was like Emerald back in the day.
Yeah.
It was the 80s, man. He was really great.
Oh, the times were wild. And everybody had restaurants.
That was crazy.
Then listen, though, but he had a Mexican restaurant, a country restaurant.
In a steakhouse.
And a steak, an American. Like, this dude.
Wow, he was killing
Christopher's
it.
Was nice. Like, I remember I went there as a kid, and we served my mom's cheesecake. It was on the menu as Judy's Cheesecake, and my sister had Christie's Catfish. But anyway, the waiters wore bow ties and suits.
Did Amy's dad have more wives or restaurants?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Oh, restaurants.
Yeah. Really?
Well, yeah, because later after that, after he went bankrupt with those, there was Mr. Gaddy's that he worked for. I guess he didn't own those, but he was in the restaurant business for years.
How many wives did he have total?
Four.
And how many restaurants do you think? Probably around about?
I don't know. Maybe it's equal if you're talking about ownership.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
So the fireman had to come to your house, huh?
Yeah, it was false alarm though. Nothing was on fire or wrong. It's just an accident.
It's always false alarm though.
Yeah, but I was impressed with their ability to get there as quickly as they did, and they were not taking no for an answer to come inside. They wanted to check on things and make sure that we were good. Like I was like, no, false alarm, it's fine. They're like, ma'am, we need to come in and inspect the place. So they came in, checked out my alarm, checked out the house, played with my dog. It was awesome. They were great.
Wait, so what happened to make them come out?
Well, I've been having issues with my ADT panel, and I was messing with it, and I set the fire alarm button off.
So you set it off?
Accidentally.
Okay.
But they showed up.
You made it sound like it was like a mechanical error.
It really was a mechanical error.
And you threw ADT under the bus when you pushed the button.
No, I have been having so many issues with my control pad. I don't even know what's happening. It's a hot mess. And it's not like I pressed the fire button. Something happened and slipped and it went. But either way, I knew right where their firehouse was because I walk my dog by it all the time. And I'm like, y'all are always so nice to like, you know, y'all always wave, say hi, like if they're sitting on their rocking chairs. They're like, yeah, we really enjoy the neighborhood. We love everybody. And then I put them on my Instagram stories, and a couple of my girlfriends were interested in one of the guys. So now I'm like, should I go swing by and see if he's single?
Yeah. Yes.
How cool would it be if one of my friends ended up dating a guy that got called to my house for a false alarm?
Did they axe your door? Like, let us in.
No, but they did bang with a lot of force. It was like, boom, boom, boom. Like, I was startled. I didn't know. I wasn't expecting guests.
They had a fire truck?
Yeah, they had a fire truck. The lights on and everything. I know.
You should have called Eddie Jr. He would have loved that.
I know. Last time this happened to us, my husband was cooking bacon, and the fire alarm did go off, like, legit. And they showed up in record time, and we were like, oh, we're just cooking bacon. Whoopsie.
Okay, one, you're annoying, because you've got the fire department calling you twice for no reason. And if I'm them, I'm like, we got a call from Amy again.
They're so awesome, though. I was like so impressed with how cool they were.
Two, do you have to pay for that?
Good question. My husband was already concerned about that. But in this case, we No. I don't, the bacon one, no. And the bacon one, we lived in a different house, same neighborhood, but we were literally like less than a block from the firehouse. And honestly, I think sometimes they're like looking for something to do.
Stop it. I was with Amy at her house a couple days ago, and we were just walking down the road, and she lives right next door to the, you know, one of the Brothers Osborne guys. And I was looking for the car that Amy backed into accidentally. It wasn't there. Like, it's gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
She left a note and everything. And she was like, and that's the house where they saw me hit the car?
Mm-hmm. Those neighbors, they were outside. Their jaws dropped. Because they were like, how did that even happen? I was like, I know. Trust me. Welcome
I got to go
my
see
life.
The scene. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, the scene of the crime.
All right. Well, go ask the firefighter if he's single.
Should it's a great way to, like, if you're into firefighters.
And who's not?
Like, well, apparently a lot of girls are. I got multiple questions. Is that guy on the far right? Is he cute?
Like, okay. Oh, all right, thank Amy, thank you for the update. There's a 10-pound donut. They will deliver a 10-pound donut to your hotel room at the JW Marriott in California. You can order a 10-pound pink donut. 10-pound a donut.
Oh,
it's crazy.
You gotta be kidding me. It costs $219. It's called Donut Disturb.
Which
that's
is amazing.
Funny. That is really funny. Good play on word.
And they wheel it into the room with milkshakes, right?
The 10-pound pink donut measures 3 feet wide and a foot high. Comes in the room with milkshakes and ready to rock, man. Food Beast had this story.
Dang.
Holy cow.
That's awesome.
A big old donut. The fidget spinner inventor made no money off the invention of the fidget spinner.
Stop it.
Uh-huh. Her name is Catherine Hittinger. She invented the fidget spinner over 10 years ago. She could not afford the patent. She made no money. She had the patent for 8 years, but she couldn't pay the renewal fee, which was $400.
Oh, no.
And so she would have made hundreds of millions of dollars.
So who made all the money?
I don't know who owns a patent to it.
God, that is terrible.
Yeah.
This is the worst story I've ever heard.
That's like the reverse lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you do something amazing and you don't get credit for it and you... Oh,
well, that's sort of wrong. Like, who took it from her?
It's called business.
It's not a take. If it doesn't exist, if no one has it, you don't go find the person and go, hello, who invented this? I have a patent for you. You know, I mean...
Yeah, she should have patented it, I know, but just out of, like, you know, niceness.
Generosity.
Yeah. The situation stinks for her.
Yeah.
It does. But you don't start making it and then go, I wonder who actually invented this. Let me find them.
But how much did the people make that have it?
Way more than she did.
You know, there's a story like this, Shark Tank, Spikeball. It's this game that's been sweeping the nation. These kids played it when they were kids, and they were like, oh, that's cool. And then 15 years later, they're like, huh, wonder what's going on with that. They went and bought it for like $1,000 from the guy, and then they got a deal on Shark Tank.
We played Spikeball. We were playing behind Sam Hunt's bus with
it. That's right.
It's awesome.
It was Sam's set, and then they ended up bringing us one by the studio. We never touched it again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was nice of them to bring it by. That happened... I feel like there are a couple other stories like that. Where
I know one.
Lunchboxes, tearaway pants.
When I invented tearaway pants in the fifth grade.
Here we go.
You didn't invent tearaway pants. You invented jorts, basically, where you rip off the bottom of the pant.
Yeah. Yes, but they were sweatpants. That was something different.
Okay.
That
you shorts.
And so I took them to Invent America in fifth grade at Reed Elementary, and they told me, that's not a very good idea. Oh, what do you know? They're everywhere, and someone got... millions upon billions of dollars.
Millions upon billions.
And you know what? When I go home today, I'll take a picture of them because I got them in my closet and you're going to be like, wow, those are amazing.
Okay. Thank you. We'll be looking for that on your Instagram.
That's right. The
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for a segment we call That's Rude. Amanda on Twitter said, I just looked up what Bobby Bones looks like. Better stick to hiding behind a microphone. But that's rude. Ashley on Facebook says, listen, I can't stand the show at all anymore. Can't stand Amy. If you got rid of her, that'd be great.
Well, that's rude.
Rich on Facebook says, dump LB unless he can actually contribute something other than yelling and reminding everyone they're adults that still act like they're 5-year-olds.
Well, that's rude.
This one's from Chris. Eddie's fake with his perfect family. Okay. Nobody's buying it, Eddie. Hashtag Eddie so fake. That's rude.
That's rude.
Paige on Twitter says, if I hear one more song Bobby Bones is singing, I'm going to rip my ears off. For the love of God, please stop. That's rude.
This segment's awesome.
Like, and I actually have about 5 pages of them.
Oh, boy.
That's terrible. I always like to find those because it gives me a reason to play Namaste. Because then it's like, who is this from? Paige. Here you go, Paige. This is for you. Namaste from the Raging Idiots. That's rude.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, mistake. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but nah, mistake. Come on baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. A student, don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste, namaste, namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants, looking all flexible, and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student, don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste, namaste. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste, namaste, namaste. You're the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Ain't got a clue what this means, but namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student, don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste, namaste. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste, namaste. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
What's the deal with these dominoes that fall down and you have to count the dominoes?
Yeah, Pizza Hut's doing it. It's a way for them to fight dominoes. They're big competitors. So they're using dominoes, and there are a lot of dominoes. It's like a 2.5-minute video from the time the first domino starts till the last one falls.
But what's the goal?
To count, if you could count the dominoes in the video and the person who can guess the perfect amount of dominoes that are in the video gets pizza for life.
Wow.
And guess what I did? I got my wife, my kids, everyone, watch the video over and over, count every domino, because we want Pizza Hut for the rest of our life. So we did.
So it was a family thing.
Oh, yeah. My wife watched it, then Junior watched it, and Junior watched it, and we all like kind of came up with a round number.
One, that's kind of cool that you did it together. So that's kind of a family thing.
I mean, we're serious about this. Can you imagine pizza for life?
Oh, you keep saying that. Yes, I can. Like, that really excites
you. You know we eat pizza every Friday night.
You do love pizza.
Yeah.
We'll go on the road, and I'll be like, where can we get something kind of healthy? Or healthy. And sometimes if there's a Taco Bell open, they'll have the protein bowl. I'll go get that, or we'll go to like a truck stop, and I get something. But Eddie will walk a mile to go to find pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. I like pizza.
He will go to... It's funny they're using Domino's in a Pizza Hut.
I totally
agree.
It's
their way to domino them out.
But why even talk about it?
Ooh, good point.
No. It is literally making me crave Domino's. Like, it's just, they should have done something different. They should have put a bunch of pepperonis in a pile and you count how many are there.
Okay.
I don't know. Wow. I'm just thinking.
You count the pepperonis.
So we'll let you guys know if we guess the right amount of number.
It would be like Burger King going,
How many Ronald McDonald's walked by in this 5-minute video?
I get it. You're so right. We're all thinking Domino's now. I've probably said the word Domino's more than I've said pizza.
Exactly.
Okay. How many? You don't have to give your number out.
I can't.
Because if the people get the same number, does everybody get it? Like, if you get the number, what?
First person to get it gets it. So you can say your number, because if you've submitted, your guess is in and no one else can steal your number. So
did
how many
you submit?
Did you get?
We've submitted, yes.
What was your number?
My wife had one and I had another one. What was it about?
I don't even know.
It was more than 4 million.
Four million?
Yeah.
You counted
on.
That many?
Oh, yeah. Well, not like domino for domino. There's a little rounding going on, but yeah.
Oh, it's many dominoes.
Oh, dude, it's a long domino thing.
Oh, dominoes, dominoes, dominoes. We're prescribing dominoes.
I would like to thin crust dominoes right now.
Yeah, thin crust.
I like it when they break.
The best.
I like it when they break the in their commercials. They're like, we're building new dominoes everywhere.
How are we talking about Domino's right now?
I know. You started it.
Maybe somebody that used to work for Domino's went to work for Pizza Hut. Or no.
Oh, double agent.
Like, yeah, double agent. They're like, hey, guys, I got this great campaign.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Pizza for life.
Pizza for life.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. That's my gang in high school.
Yeah.
Pizza for life.
We did sign Pizza for life. 4L. P4L. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Apple will announce the new iPhone today at 1 Eastern, 12 Central, 10 Pacific. So here's some facts that you might not know about Apple. Steve Jobs, his GPA in college, 2.65.
It's around mine.
One semester and dropped out. Only liked doing topography. And that's it. Steve Jobs sold his Volkswagen, and Steve Wozniak sold his calculator to raise money for their new company, which they started in the garage. Ronald Wayne was the other original co-founder, but he left the company 12 days after it was founded. He sold his 10% share of the company for $800.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yikes.
If he had stayed, it'd be worth around $60 billion today.
Man, why? Can you give me some positive news? Because that is... like, and he says he doesn't regret it. He's a lying fool, right?
Well, I read the Steve Jobs book. Here's why he sold it. Because it was one of those where if the company went under, he would owe a bunch of money. And so... he didn't feel like the company was in a good spot, and he didn't want to owe money. So he was like, I'm out. He made $800. But yeah, I'm sure he wishes he would have done something different.
But like, they took care of him, right?
Amy, I don't know.
I don't think so. It's like Brian Dunkelman. He loved Idol. They're not going to take care of him.
That's not how life works.
You don't make a decision, and then when someone else does good, you automatically get taken care of because somebody else does good.
I know, but just as like friends and like, hey, you were a part of this. I get why maybe you had to get out. Like, I now have tons of bukus of money and you're my boy. So here you go.
I don't know. Everything you say to Siri is sent to Apple, analyzed, and stored for up to 2 years.
Dang.
Yeah, spying.
Apple sells 554 iPhones every minute.
Still?
That works out to more than 9 iPhones a second being sold.
Oh, my goodness.
And here may be the craziest stat of them all, because Apple's announcing the new iPhone today. Montana, North Dakota, West Virginia, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming. 6 states, not one single Apple store.
What?
Why?
Isn't that crazy?
How?
I don't know. I guess they have Apple in other parts of the stores, but they don't have any Apple stores in those states.
Wow. Oh.
Interesting indeed. I rest my case, Your Honor. Well, whatever. There you go. Some facts about Apple for you. I can't wait to see what's going to happen today with the big Apple announcement. I hope the phone isn't like $5 million. And I hope it does something cool. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Tonight's a big telethon. What can you tell us about it, Amy?
Well, it's going to air live on 17 networks, so it's going to be all over the place. 100% of all the money raised is going to go to affected areas, which is pretty cool. And then, like, every celebrity is being added to this thing like crazy. Like, Justin Timberlake, Oprah, Justin Bieber, Blake Shelton, Reese Witherspoon, George Clooney, Bobby Bones.
I like how you threw my name in at the end and then laughed. Yeah. Like, nothing makes me feel more, because I already feel dumb.
Yeah, Dave Matthews, Diddy.
Like, I'm part of the phone answering system.
Yeah.
Which they're putting, listen, if I'm on it, I don't know how powerful of a celebrity that is, but I'm answering the phones, right? So people will call. And what happens is they give the donations to the real people, and then some of the people get patched through to celebrities, and the celebrities say thank you.
Yeah.
My thought is, what if you actually get that golden ticket, and they're like, I want to patch you through to a celebrity, and you're in, like, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you're like, I'm about to be patched through, and I'm going to talk to George Clooney. And all of a sudden, he picks up,
hey, it's Bobby Bones. Just want to say thank you. And they're like, Bobby who? What?
Yeah.
Like, for sure, I'm going to break some hearts tonight by answering the phone.
Is there a way to make sure you get, like, patched through with someone and say, like, I don't know, Wichita, Kansas?
No, I don't know, because you can't ask for what celebrity. Because even the people that listen to the show Die Hard, they'd still rather talk to Diddy.
No, I mean, I would rather talk to you than Diddy.
Nobody would pick me. Like, and that's okay, but I'll be answering the phones tonight. You watch for me. I don't know if I'll be on TV, but I'm dressing nice.
So you don't know if you're going to be on TV, but you're going to be dressed up like you're on TV?
They told me to dress up.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a celebrity phone bank. I think like the Rascal Flatts are answering phones.
Rascal Flatts?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, Rascal Flatts.
Don't
sorry.
Say that
yeah,
to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so watch tonight. Not for me. If you can help, help.
Dang.
I just know I'm going to disappoint so
oh,
many
man,
people
it's
going to
be so funny. They're going to be like, how are you a celebrity?
Yeah.
They're like, what do you do? They're Googling me on the phone.
Oh,
hold on a
no.
minute. Let me Google you.
Somebody's yeah. going to get Oprah.
All right. Thank you. Pile on, eh? There you go. Get your last dog pile shot in there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, Bobby, you fly a lot for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sleep on the plane?
Sometimes. I always, when you walk on the plane, between 10 and 12 rows back, I sit on the far right side up against a spot where there's not a window. In the same exact way, and I lean my head over, and I try to sleep. I don't always, but I try to. I fly Southwest 90% of the time. So, why? Why
okay,
do you ask?
Okay, well, you need to wake yourself up before landing at all times.
Oh, I'm telling you, if I'm asleep and that plane lands for about 3 seconds, I think I'm in a plane crash. Every single time. When that thing wheel hits the ground, I think I'm dying in a plane crash for about 3 hard seconds. And it startles the crap out of me. Is that why?
No. Well, oh. I mean, there could be that. Also, I've heard it could be really bad for your neck to, like, you know, bounce around if you're not sitting controlled. But I was reading that you could, like, cause major damage to your ears. Because, you know, when you're starting to land, you need to, like, pop your ears and, like, give them relief. Well, if you're sleeping, you can't do it. And that leads to dizziness, ear infections, hearing loss, and even nosebleeds.
Yeah, I just scare myself, and I hit the person next to me like, whenever I hit the ground, because I think I'm in a plane crash every time.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
what else you got?
Sleeping on a plane is dangerous. Okay, fall is right around the corner. Like, you might feel like it's fall because pumpkin pie spice lattes are out, but it's not until September 22nd.
They make pumpkin pie spice lattes?
I slipped up. It's pumpkin spice latte or whatever. Just stop. Listen to me. September is the biggest month for weight gain because the temperatures start to drop, we start to eat a little bit more, and we start to put on the winter weight starting in September.
I'd like to argue that.
What?
Why? I would say that November would be, because you're cold and it's Thanksgiving.
That's true. I would say Thanksgiving to Christmas is definitely when I'm like, not, I don't want to wear jeans. I want to wear like stretchy pants.
I don't wear anything. I go straight Winnie the Pooh from like November 25th till January 1st, I try to go as Winnie the Pooh as possible because I just don't feel pretty. You know what I mean?
What's yeah. that? Just a little shirt and nothing else?
Just a t-shirt and nothing else. And it's a shirt that's too big. I have an oversized shirt.
Okay.
I go straight Winnie the Pooh for a month.
Oh, great.
All right, what else?
Okay, do you know America's favorite sport?
Yeah, it's probably football. It gets the biggest rating.
But
so
which
I would
football?
Say it's football.
Which one?
What? Depending on what part of the country. I would. The NFL gets the bigger ratings, but I would say people are more passionate about college football if you're in the South and Southeast. But television-wise, the NFL gets the bigger ratings.
Okay, I have the stats.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, pro football is America's favorite sport. Baseball comes in second, followed by college football, then auto racing, pro basketball, hockey, then soccer.
Wow, I'm surprised auto racing's that high up. Just by a couple of spots.
But do we call it auto racing or do we call it NASCAR?
Two different kinds, but I would call it NASCAR because that's the only kind that I'm familiar with.
But I guess there's Formula One.
There's Formula One, which there's the only track in America is in Austin.
Yeah.
Then there's trucks and there's like midget cars.
There's truck racing?
Oh, yeah.
Drag racing. There's all sorts of kind of racing.
There's like racing for pinks. That's how my neighbor.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Where there's a girl who drops the towel. It's like, ready, boys. And she drops it to the ground as soon as it hits.
And she's
that's
super
not
hot,
real.
Right?
That's Fast and the Furious.
It's real. Sometimes I'll pull up and I'll be in my Jeep and someone like, oh, you race for pinks? And I'm like, nope.
and they drive off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, who in this room is going to admit to sleeping with a stuffed animal because 1 in 4 of you are doing it?
I don't think it's an admission thing. I don't think any of us do it.
We don't.
I don't do it.
A new study says that when it comes to millennials, 1 in 4 is sleeping with a stuffed animal.
I sleep with a live animal. Sometimes he will bring a stuffed animal into the bed, but it's his.
Okay, so it's you.
Ooh, that counts.
But that's rare.
No, I don't know.
It's rare. I sleep with a live animal, but I don't think that's the true thing. I don't think guys sleep with stuffed animals.
Yeah, or like security blankets.
Mm. Yeah, it's called a comforter.
No, like Brett Elders still sleeps with the thing he was born with.
Yeah, so do I. Hey, hey.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what I got.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll be here all week to be waitress. Hey, there's Amy's pile of stories. Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I think Amy's the coolest one on our show as far as... like, she hangs out with the coolest people. She dresses the coolest. I think she's kind of the cool one. But we agree.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. She has all these friends that are like, songwriters and songwriter's wife. And like, look at me. I'm like a hipster. I hang out at these hipster cool places. That's how I see Amy.
What?
She makes her own deodorant. Like, kind of a hippie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even fashion-wise, Amy takes risks. I think it's awesome, Amy. I'm not talking bad about you.
Okay.
You're just the coolest. I wish that I would get upset. I wish you guys would call me the coolest person on the show.
I don't feel that cool, and I'm not trying to be cool. And if y'all think I'm cool, I guess that's cool, but I don't.
It is.
You are. You're just cool.
Here's my point.
You don't even try.
Okay, what's your point?
Amy went to the store and tried some of those jeans that have the rip in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's fashion forward, it's like you wear the jeans and you can see your butt because there's a big rip in it.
Like for a while now, rips in the front, like in the knees and everywhere, has been really in style. Well, the next, like the trend right now, is a rip in the butt.
And so, what'd you think, cool girl?
No way. I didn't even want to go outside of the dressing room to show the sales girl that was working. And she convinced me to try them on. And I was with another friend that was like, yes, you've just got to try them on.
Well, what'd they show you? They show your butt crack, your butt cheek? What does it show?
Yeah, in between your butt and your, hamstring, there's just a rip. And I'm like, this is totally inappropriate and not cool. Like, I don't get it. There's just no way that this is cool. And they're like, the girl working was like, this is so cool. This is so cool. You have
to
try these on.
3 months.
I know, right? And if I'm not that. That's not my, I don't know that I could show that. But it really is subtle.
You do IR festivals,
and it's
like boom.
Oh yeah, you show a lot, Amy.
And yeah, you do.
And people are like, where did this come from? Like, that's like the Jack in the Box. Dun, 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 boom! There's Amy. And you're like, whoa.
Oh,
so
because I wear yoga clothes the rest of my life. But
give it 3 months.
And
no.
Then I know I am always behind the trends for sure. So I thought I'd get ahead of this one and maybe try them on and see if I could be cool enough. But I just do not think I can pull these things off at all.
I have an appointment today for a close fitting because I'm going to try some of those front crotch rot rip jeans.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll be wearing them in tomorrow. We'll get a check out them.
Okay.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Gonna go tonight. I'll be doing the telethon. I don't know if you'll see me on TV or not. I'll be there answering phones. You know, I'm not doing it to be seen on TV, but if I am seen on TV, I'm not gonna be mad. I'll be honest with you. But I'm just gonna be answering phones, and people call and they make donations, and I hope lots of donations are made and they make a ton of money and they get patched through to a celebrity. Some people do. And that's the only thing I'm worried about is they'll be disappointed whenever I'm the one that picks up the phone. A little bit of me is worried about that already. And so, heads up. They're going to be hoping they get Usher. And it's me.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't think Usher's doing it. You're fine.
I'm doing that tonight. Well, Amy, what are you doing tonight? Amy, try to call and get me. Ask for me.
Okay.
Make a donation and ask for me.
Yeah. I will. They'll probably be like, oh, yeah, Bobby Bones, no problem. He's available.
He's sitting over there by himself.
He's not busy at all.
Hey, Bobby, come here. Yeah.
Can we get a Bobby Jones on the line?
So you try to call and get me tonight.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm, I'll be busy.
Show's over. I'm flying back right now. So I'm in California. I leave. I come right back, and I get off the plane. I go straight to answering phones, and then back at it. That's it. Thanks for listening to the show today. I do want to mention that on Thursday, I'm doing a Bobby cast.
And it's a show you can subscribe on iTunes or iHeartRadio. And it's with the real-life detectives from Narcos. Like the guys, you know, that were the show's about.
Yeah. How'd you get that anyway? Like
that? Honestly?
Yeah.
No idea.
Oh, okay.
All I know is Bobby Cass has 2 million followers now, like subscribers. And so when you start to get people to start coming at you to be booked on stuff. So they came at us and were like, we'd love to be on this. So we're like, okay, cool. So yeah, it's going to be Thursday, but you can subscribe now and listen to them by Jake Owen, Karen Fairchild, Dierks Bentley, Maren Morris, Shane McAnally, like big songwriters. It's a really cool thing. That's it. We'll see you on Wednesday's show. Thank you so much for listening. BobbyBones.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.